A handful of farms in Washington state have introduced mason bees to their operation. These can be more efficient at pollinating than honeybees, but mason bees require a little more upkeep. And WPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
Mason bees don't belong to a hive. Instead, a single mason bee makes a nest in a hollowed-out hole somewhere in the wild. That can be anything from an old nail hole in a fence post to a beetle hole in a pine tree, or a man-made mason bee hotel. Katie Buckley is the pollinator health coordinator for the Washington State Department of Agriculture.
Putting in nesting habitat can be a really cool way to interact with your cavity nesting native bees.
But you can't just walk away from the bee homes once you put them in. Fungus can grow and predators can crawl into these small spaces. That can wipe out a whole nest of bees. In Bothell, one company takes care of this nest maintenance. Jim Watts is the owner of Rent Mason Bees. His company rents out nesting blocks to people who want to host bees. In the autumn, the renters send back their nesting blocks for Watts and his staff to clean. Watts had a machine called the Bob Harvester specifically made for this. It gently pushes the bee cocoons and anything else in the nesting blocks out. Watts pours all that onto a screen. He shakes it to get pollen mites and dirt off the cocoons.
This is a part of the process that's good to wear a mask because we're shaking out pollen mites out of that, along with mud and stuff. But you can see how much cleaner they are when you do that.
Then they soak the waterproof bee cocoons.
So then after that, they go to this stage.
The bee bath,
and then she soaks them for about 15 minutes or so.
The wooden bee blocks are clean too. After getting the bees out, workers pass the wooden blocks through a high-pressure air chamber that blows anything left out.
They're pretty clean, but it gets a lot of the dust and stuff out of them.
Next, Watts, with gloves on, slowly passes the blocks through fire to kill anything left in them.
So the fire comes up through the holes, then we flip them over and do it again. The goal here is any leftover mites that might be in there, we're going to cook them.
Wow. Watts ties the clean wooden blocks together. The hibernating bees are stored in a room that's 40 degrees over the winter. In the spring, the bees and their clean houses are sent back out to gardens and farms. The species the company rents out is Blue Orchard Mason bees. That species is native to Washington. All kinds of native bees are becoming more popular, with farmers looking to get bigger yields. But not enough is known about native bees in the state. There are over 600 bee species native to Washington, says Karen Wright. She's the pollinator taxonomist for the State Department of Agriculture.
Other than that, we don't know a whole lot about most of the species that occur in Washington.
The department is looking to change that. They started a new program called the Washington Bee Atlas. It's staffed by volunteer community scientists. The department trains volunteers how to track where all of these bees live, where they nest, and what they pollinate.
So we're just starting to come up with the data to tell us more about all the other non-managed native bees in the state.
Another goal of the program is to figure out which native mason bee species are actually helping with orchard pollination. In Bothell, I'm Lauren Gallup.